Once again, folks, we are back. Podding on the spot. This your boy Pat.
And that boy Big Will. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
Yep, 2 months, I think.
That's been that soon? I thought the last one we did was back in January.
No, it's February.
February?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, a lot has happened since then.
Yeah, a whole lot.
Today, a little piece of justice was served. For those of you that have not been following the trial, which I'm pretty sure everybody in America has been, Derek Chauvin. How do you say that man's last name?
Derek Bitch.
Okay.
That's what we're gonna call him.
The former Minneapolis police officer that murdered George Floyd. He was convicted.
All three charges.
The verdict came down today. He got convicted of all three charges, which all hold a total of a little bit over 70 years if he's convicted to the max of each sentence.
Which that won't happen.
I'm hoping that he does, because in my opinion, justice won't be served until he spends the rest of his days behind bars.
They should have charged him with torture.
They should have charged him with something else. They should have added hate crime to them charges.
Yeah, but he didn't say nothing, so they wouldn't have got him on it. Like, if he would have said something, you know, like I said, they got to charge him right to convict him.
Yeah, that's true. So, I'm just glad that they got a doggone conviction, because it's been way too many times where somebody has been shot by the police, mainly African American, been shot by the police or choked out by the police, and they have gotten off.
Yeah.
Look at the chick that killed Botham John. What did she get? 10 years?
10 years.
That's not enough. You walked into this man's apartment. You walked into his apartment,
right,
and shot him to death.
Did she resign too?
I don't know. Don't make me lie. I don't know. All I know is that it really pissed me off when she got sympathy from the judge.
Sympathy from the family.
The freaking bailiff was sitting there stroking her head.
The judge hugged her, right?
Yeah. Like, come on. That's not even good proper court etiquette.
Right.
You don't hug anybody on trial. I've never seen that.
No, I never seen the judge hug the actual criminal. I've seen family members of the other side hug the criminal.
But the judge brought her ass from down off her podium to get his woman a hug, because she's crying, because she's so remorseful. She ain't remorseful. She's only remorseful because she got caught.
And she had to face her consequences. Yeah, that's what sucks about this shit.
It's crazy. Still waiting to see what's going to happen with the ex-cop and his son when it comes to Ahmaud Arbery. I don't think they're going to charge the cops at all in the Breonna Taylor case. They haven't even arrested them yet, have they?
Did you hear about that? The dude got a book deal. One of the cops got a book deal.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go with that.
Yeah.
That right there tells you everything.
Right.
And nobody in that case is going to get charged.
I just read the other day that them same cops went to another family home, and it was a messed up warrant. So they've been known for doing this shit.
So they known for no knocking.
Yeah, bad wrong. Yeah, bad. And I think it was the wrong house once again.
Wow. Did they kill anybody this time?
No, they didn't kill anybody.
That don't make no sense. Like, how can you continuously make the same mistakes over and over again?
Because you're cops and you think you're untouchable and you can do what the hell you want to do. That's the problem. They don't get held accountable for when they do
exactly.
Shit the first time, and then they think they can get away with it because blue lives matter. They can do whatever. No, they can't. They're humans. They make errors, and if they make an error, they need to be punished for it.
Yeah, just like us. We make an error,
right.
We get punished to the max for it.
Right.
Why can't it be the same for them?
Yeah.
They make a mistake, or not even a mistake. They just freaking do something that they're not supposed to do,
Amen.
And they never get held accountable for it.
Yeah. They on the pedestal, that's why.
Skip that.
Right? Skip that.
I put my life on the line every day just walking out of my doggone house.
Right.
But you don't see me freaking going out there just doing stuff to people just because I can. Or because I feel like I can.
Uh-huh.
Nah, not going to happen.
granted, understand, being a cop is a hard job.
It is.
But the problem is, when the good cops don't say shit about the bad cops, that just tarnish the whole thing.
Bingo.
So.
Bingo. And just like I was watching a video, what's his name? Is it Trevor Noah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Daily Show dude. Yeah.
He put up a video where he was talking about it's not the apples that are bad. The whole tree is rotten.
Yeah.
You got to shake the whole tree. You got to get rid of the whole entire tree before you can start bearing good fruit.
Right.
Which he's right.
Right.
That whole entire justice system tree needs to be shook up, needs to be cut down, replanted, and reborn to bear good fruit. Because as long as you have those bad apples within the department, there's always going to be something like this that goes down.
Yeah.
Always.
Let me say something. With the police, you know how they've been a certain area and they start hating the area, right? Mm-hmm. My thing is, I think they need to rotate police from the streets to the building. Building to the streets. I don't think they need to just stay in the same area, building up some kind of resentment towards people. Cause you know, they pulling people over, people come crazy to them, then they start getting hardened. I think they need to rotate them from the building to the car.
Behind that desk.
Yeah, I think they just need to continually do that every 4 to 6 months or something like that. Just don't let them be on the beat. You know, because some of them dudes, they mentally can't take it. Because they said domestic violence is real high with cops. You don't hear about it. That's they go home. Up. They go home and they, you know, put hands on their spouse. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I understand their job is hard. I understand that shit's hard. You know, every time you pull a car over, it can go left.
Yeah.
People talking crazy. Everybody lying to you. Mm-hmm. You know, you chasing people. You're dealing with the worst of the worst. Like I understand. That's why they need to some kind of. I don't know. It's so much shit that need to be done.
Yeah. So, they just need to just redo the whole entire system.
Why are cops not getting trained with jiu-jitsu and stuff like that? I would think that like these are things that tactics there instead of straight fighting. Because some of the stuff I be seeing, like fights, you be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like you just squared up with the dude and now it's a boxing match. Like put him in a lock, take him to the ground, call for backup, handcuff them.
Yep, you know. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do. Just don't choke them out.
Or shoot.
Don't shoot them. Or don't accidentally grab your gun while trying to grab your taser.
Did you see that cop that made that video, that TikTok video, with the gun and the taser? Mm-hmm. And he was like, how in the hell? It was an actual cop. Did you get this confused? And he's like, this is why people don't trust us. This type of shit.
So You can't get the two confused. First of all, there's a color difference. No matter what kind of taser you have, you will never find a damn cop carrying a yellow gun, an orange gun, unless now they do have orange shotguns, but those are the freaking
pellets, yeah,
or the sandbags.
Yeah.
You know, those are the only orange colored guns that they have.
Yeah,
you will never catch them carrying an orange handgun or a yellow handgun.
Honestly,
so that's the first difference right there. The second difference is the damn weight of the damn thing.
Yeah, because the gun is heavy, especially if it has a full clip in it.
And the third difference is where it is placed on your freaking body.
Right.
Your freaking weapon is placed on your dominant side. Your freaking non-lethal weapon is placed on your non-dominant side.
So it depends on your hands. Well, are you right-handed or left-handed? That's where it's going to be placed. You said she did it on purpose. I just think she got scared.
No, I think she did it on purpose.
You think somebody just threw their 26-year away career?
Yes, I think she did it on purpose.
I just think she saw a black man and she just fucking, she went into that zone. She was just terrified.
Oh, gun. Oh, I meant to pull my taser, but I pulled my gun.
And I want to know if she was an actual street cop. Because they say she was a trainer. Maybe she's one of the ones that's in there, like the dude that got shot out here. Nobody had a body camera on. And then they found out none of his guns was loaded. He going to point a gun at you that's not loaded? He got shot that man. Whatever. Anyways. But yeah, I think she just, you know, seen a black male. You know, they went into red alert. In her mind, she went to red alert because other dudes are trying. He was trying to handle it.
Yeah.
And you pulled around.
You come around him and pull a gun.
She could have shot him.
The video, you see, she's holding it there. Come on now, you can't see. Oh, I don't see any yellow or anything. She held it there for a good couple seconds,
right,
before she started unloading. So you cannot tell me that she didn't
shoot
that
once. But he was a little dude.
You can't tell me that she did not notice that.
I just think she was scared. Dog.
Skip that. I ain't giving her no outs. I ain't giving her no excuses. Why? She need to lose her job. She need to lose her pension. She need to lose every damn thing.
Well, she's still in jail. Did you see what they was doing to her house? They leaked her address online. And they putting barricades and fences around the house.
I'm talking about the department.
Yeah. And that her husband and her kids left. Yeah. And then some white dude drove by. He's like, "Why the hell y'all protecting our killer?" I was like, okay.
It's true though. Like, why are you guys protecting her house? You're wasting taxpayer dollars putting up all this stuff around a house that's vacant. Nobody's in that house anymore. Kids are gone. She's locked up. Husband gone. Why are y'all protecting this house?
Because.
Just because it's one of y'all's?
Yeah. And they probably got a police officer sitting out there too.
They probably do.
Yeah.
They probably do. I wouldn't doubt it. Wouldn't doubt it at all.
Well, Mr. Chauvin, you made a fucking mistake. No, you didn't. You killed that man. You know what you was doing. 9 minutes and what, 30 seconds?
Whatever.
Over nine. Long. Yeah. And he handcuffed. He wasn't fighting. He begging for his mom. He's saying he can't breathe. You deserve everything you're finna get.
Everything. I hope he gets sentenced to the max. Don't give him no 10 years. Don't give him no 20 years.
Well, he got 3 charges, and the minimum of 1 is 10. And the maximum of 1 is 40. So, they got at least
more than him. Give him the max of each doggone freaking charge.
They're not going to do that. We already know that. They're not going to do that. So
I guess that's supposed to happen in a couple of months. So we can feel like we got some justice now.
Right.
But we're gonna see in a few months.
July, I
think it's first. You know, July. What kind of justice we're really gonna get. You know, I say we because us as a people, we've been subjected to this kind of behavior since we were brought to this damn country.
Damn, bro. 400 years ago, man.
So I say we, but really, it's not us that's going to get justice. It's his family. And that's all that matters.
Right.
That's all that matters is that his family gets the justice that they deserve and Chauvin gets put in the freaking hole where he deserves to be.
Right.
That's all that matters.
Oh, we get sent to a real prison, too. Don't go to no country club prison.
Nah, don't put him in the freaking, in the feds. Put him in a jail.
No, a real prison where he got to be around real inmates. Matter of fact, he gonna get PC'd up. Dog.
Send him to Rikers.
Yeah, right. That's nothing to do with Minnesota.
Send him to Rikers. Man, that's where he need to be.
Now they're gonna PC him up. He's gonna be protective cuffs because he's an ex-cop.
Yeah.
And then the correction officer's gonna protect him. Man, we already know what's going on. As long as he's in there for the rest of his life, that's all.
That's all that matters. As long as he don't get to see another sunlight that's free. You know, as long as he's behind walls and fences.
Did you see when they was reading out how he's looking when they was reading out the charges?
Yeah, he had a look on his face like, oh my God.
It's hitting him
this
now.
This is happening to him me. Now.
Yeah.
I'm white. I'm a cop.
I'm a cop. Where's the
privilege? Where's my privilege at?
Where's my privilege?
Your privilege went out the window when you killed that man.
Yeah, and it was videotaped. Oh, they showed today. What's the gay dude from CNN? The white dude. The women like him, but he's gay. Jesus Christ, he got a moment that's famous.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways, he got the white hair. He was like, I'm going to show you guys something the first day that he died. Mm-hmm. It said, person died in custody of cops from medical episode. Didn't mention the knee at all to the neck.
Medical episode.
Medical episode. They think he was high. Goddamn. It's not done. None of the other one.
Is it Anderson?
Anderson Silva. No, Anderson Silva. Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper. Nah. I pulled a U right there, man.
You done put a UFC fighter on CNN.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper.
And you done made him gay.
He is gay.
Anderson Silva?
No, Cooper.
You know, I'm talking about Anderson Silva.
Oh,
you,
no.
You didn't make them game.
Okay. No, Anderson, Cooper, and Don Lemon, they both game. I know that for a fact. Both got husbands and men and babies.
Oh, man.
Anderson Cooper. And women love that dude. Yeah. He don't love you.
He loves you.
Oh, no, I mean. Anyways, so that was the negativity turned positive. And now we got other court cases to look at.
Yeah, gotta see what his three pimping partners gonna get sentenced to.
I forgot what their charges was, but it's not as serious as his. And I think they probably get probation.
They need to serve jail time too. Not as much jail time as him. Right. Because they weren't the ones, you know,
they actually did it.
You know, doing it. They were just following his orders and holding Floyd. You know, making sure he didn't go nowhere. I'm pretty sure he wasn't going nowhere with a knee on his neck.
And handcuffs.
Yeah, we wasn't going nowhere.
What the hell? You're handcuffed. They act like he's going, well, he is black. He's very athletic.
So I guess he's going to break off them cuffs and just get to whooping everybody's ass. Huh?
Well, I guess they're thinking about that dude in the super jail. Remember the one dude that breaks off the cuffs? That real swole little midget looking dude?
Floyd ain't swole like that. So he wasn't finna pass out no cuffs.
Patrick, he's black and he had a snarl on him. Did you see them lips and the nose? That dude, that right there says African strength. He's going to hop up, flip over the police car, and then jump on top of a building. Nigga ain't going to be able to catch him. With the handcuffs on. You already know how that happened.
And I guess it's going to put lasers through him with his eyes too, huh?
Yeah.
He's crazy, people.
And then he's going to fly off.
He's going to turn into Superman. Yeah,
Superman just fly off to another universe. You know how these Negroes are? That's why we need our Second Amendment. Because what if a LeBron James come in my house? How am I going to deal with that?
You're going to bow down and do whatever you say.
He gonna get his hands on me and pull my skin off the bones. Yeah. he gonna pull my skin off like neck bone meat. Yeah. Easy. It's simple.
Then he gonna be sucking his teeth.
Yeah. While I'm sitting here crying in front of my wife.
And my kids looking like a bitch.
Like a cuck.
Jeez,
let me taste it.
Oh God! Where the hell that come from?
I sound like a cuck. You know, cucks like to taste shit. So you know, just take my wife.
Oh goodness!
Anyways, I get derailed. But yeah, screw them.
Speaking of the Second Amendment rights thing. Mm-hmm. Is this true that they're starting like some kind of Second Amendment party or something like that, or some kind of weird stuff I saw
the headline. They said they want to make like a county or a district or state or something like that, so they can feel comfortable about their Second Amendment.
Yeah.
What kills me about this shit is we're in Nevada. It's state by state different laws. Mm-hmm. You can open carry in Nevada. Mm-hmm. I have seen dudes carrying rifles. Mm-hmm. Handguns, and then you can get your CCW and conceal your weapon. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody trying to take your fucking gun. Like, it's such a bitch move. Like, when I hear this shit, it's just like, oh my God, here they go crying about, you know, background checks. They want anybody. Did you hear about the FedEx shooter? What he was into? Mm-hmm. Something I ain't never heard of. My Little Pony online. There's like a following for My Little Pony, and like all these kids that follow the My Little Pony shit. Teenage boys and young men, they all have terroristic thoughts, and they call them something, but it's about My Little Pony.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so they say if you find your kid into My Little Pony, young male, he's probably going to be into some kind of domestic terrorist type shit. I'm like, what? And then they took his shotgun away, and he was able to go buy an AR-15.
With no problem.
No problem.
No problem.
And they supposed to have reported it, but they didn't. Like, oh, you fucking
see,
kidding.
And that's where the problem in lies.
Yeah.
When somebody wants to buy a weapon like that, an assault rifle or something like that, there needs to be some type of background check done. An extensive background check.
Right.
Not just, hey, let me go to the local Bob's, Willy Walmart, Wonka gun store and get Ted behind the desk down back there to get me the newest AR-15 with the best scope and biggest clip, you know, with no problem.
It's gun shows where they let that shit slide, and like, you know, I got that shotgun right there. I could sell that to you without a background check.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. So if you got the cash, you can find somebody that can sell you the gun.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's sad. That's the way it is.
That's true. That's why they gotta figure out something, because it's been way too much. Like, just this year alone,
they've been cutting up.
They have been acting up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's mass shooting after mass shooting after mass shooting.
I think the last 2 weeks, it seemed like every day.
Every doggone day. Every time I get a news pop up on my doggone phone. Oh, somebody done got 8 people shot here, 2 dead. 15 people shot here, 12 dead. Like, come on, man.
Like, what the hell?
But y'all still out here hollering, oh, they're trying to take our gun. No, nobody want. Hear me and hear me clear. Nobody wants your dumbass guns.
Nobody wants them. Biden wants their guns, Pat.
Nobody wants your guns. They just want to make it harder for guns to get in the hands of your crazy ass people. That's it. That's it.
You're tripping.
They just want to make it harder to freaking get a gun, which I'm okay with, because I know my background is clean. So I ain't got a problem going through a background check. Check my background. You ain't going to find nothing in it.
But the problem
now,
is,
if you got something wrong in your background, hey, that's your problem, not mine.
The problem is, a lot of these people that own guns have mental issues.
Exactly. And they know they won't pass.
They know the red flag law. If they do something, they threaten you, and they go to court, they can come and physically take your gun. That's what they're scared of. But a lot of these people have mental issues.
Yeah.
The dude that did the Mandalay Bay shooting, nobody knew he was crazy until he did that shit. His wife. And come on now. You bought that many goddamn guns and your wife just sitting there.
Oh, hey, honey, have a good time.
Oh, you're altering the AR-15 so I can just continually just shoot? Oh, okay. Have a good day. I'm going to take the credit card and go shopping. I ain't going to say nothing about that. I'm going to say something. I'm going to rub somebody the wrong way, but yeah. Well, she a gold digger. That's all that was. And she's getting paid and she didn't care. Instead of recognizing something's wrong, when a person just buys $25,000 worth of guns, that's a red flag. Unless he's a millionaire and he just like, what's that one dude that live out here? Dan Brazil or whatever. Then he always in the desert shooting. He's a poker player and he's an ex-military dude. Like, unless he's like that dude right there, a regular cat out of nowhere just taking something out of his savings account to buy that many guns.
And that's a red flag.
Yeah, and then he alternating a gun so he can just continue to keep shooting. Come on, dude. You can't really shoot a gun more than a minute, like straight. He on the guns, he can just keep shooting. And the bullets that he was using was like those
long range bullets.
Yeah. Had them certified, like, you know. Come on, bro.
It's crazy. It's getting crazy. The world is opening back up and people are losing their damn minds.
Yeah, but I think it's because of people's locked down for so long. Lost their job. They go back to work. They don't have the hours. You know. They behind on bills. Like, it adds up. And people start snapping, dog.
Yeah.
That's why I keep my shit on me. I used to take my gun only at night. I take it.
You gotta take them all the time.
Yeah, fuck that shit. And I'm thinking about taking my extra clip just because, you know, I might have to get in a little shootout out there. You know, my big ass, I can't run from nothing, so I'm gonna have to shoot it out until Metro come. Then when they come, make sure I put my shit down before I be a victim too.
Put it down, they gonna shoot you anyway.
Yeah.
It's on the ground. Get away from it. I am away from pop, 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 pop.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so that's where I know y'all train better than that.
Yeah. Extra clip, 17-17, man. Ain't finna kill me out here. So, but I am a big target, so. Anyways, let's get off this negativity. RIP George Floyd. And what's the other cat that just died last week? Was it
Dante Wright.
Damn shame. You gotta fucking these people. We don't even know these people, but you're gonna know their names forever.
Oh man, well, one more. Did you see the freaking video recently that came out? I guess two people were at a drive-thru, a dad and his daughter, and somebody walked up and shot both of them when they were sitting at the drive-thru.
No, I didn't see that.
Sad, dude. The freaking cops came up trying to open his door. Couldn't open his door. Like, you guys are opening it up enough to where you can reach your hand in there and unlock the door so you can go around the other side. They sitting there trying to rip the door off. The door is stuck. Freaking, the car got bent up some kind of way to where the door was stuck and couldn't open it all the way because the freaking door was up against the speaker, microphone where you order it. So they couldn't pull the door open all the way. So finally, I guess they heard somebody in the crowd say, "You can reach in and unlock the door, unlock the door." So when they finally unlocked the door, they ran to the other side, freaking pulled the baby out, man. I don't know if the baby was dead or not, but the baby was shot.
Was it gang or what was it?
I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that it was a father and his daughter sitting at the drive-thru.
They both died?
No idea. No idea. All I know is that they both got shot.
Whoa.
And it's like, it just makes you think, like, when will this shit end? Like, when will y'all stop? Like, it's gotta be some point where it's just like, okay, I'm not gonna shoot this man. Let me just go whoop his ass real quick. But come that's on, the problem, man. Right there.
Motherfuckers can't
cats
fight.
Cats can't fight.
Can't fight.
They can't fight. Ain't nobody, this new generation ain't got no hands.
Yeah, they don't.
They ain't got no hands. Because you know why? They haven't come up through anything. They haven't grown up with the hardships that we grew up with. They wasn't out in the streets having to fight every doggone day.
Yeah.
They wasn't getting jumped in the neighborhood clicks, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, they don't have to go through any of that because we freaking shelter these kids so much, and all they do is sit on their phones and sit in front of their video games and their computers. They barely go outside. They don't go through anything. This is a generation of kids that hasn't gone through anything.
Yeah.
This pandemic is the first thing that they have gone through.
And this is,
and it took a toll on a lot of these kids.
They're killing themselves. A lot of these kids. Like, yeah, this pandemic is bad on kids, dog.
This so they didn't grow up in gang infested neighborhoods. So they didn't have to scrap.
Right.
Because they ain't growing up like that. And what's up? Us as parents are getting them out of those environments, which is what we are supposed to do. Right. That's our job, is to put you in a better environment.
But the
environment
thing is,
so you don't have to go.
A lot of kids get to better environments and they still want to act like they from, you know, oh, well, my mom, my dad from, so I'm going to act tough like this. And but then you get into a conflict, you ready to pull a gun and you're not ready to fight.
Instead of fighting.
Because I have, you know how many times I be places and I'm like, I just want to punch this motherfucker right now. Like, if I just, I just imagine me choking him. Just go in there and grab him and just start choking shit out this dude. I guarantee he ain't never been through no pain like this in his life. And I'm like, you know what? We'll stop.
Because he gonna pull a gun on
then you. I get in the car, I'm like, damn, I wish I had a brick right now. You know me. I'm like, I wish I had a brick right now to handle some business, dog. Oh, Lord. Let me stop. I'm fucking. Y'all don't even want to hear my stories.
This cat always want to throw a brick through somebody's window. Yeah. Wish I had a brick right now. Like, just throw it at his car.
Because one, a brick is dramatic. And then you can see a brick, you're like, oh shit, this motherfucker mean business. Yeah, get your ass out. Because I'm not finna. This ain't no boxing match. This ain't Floyd versus Canelo. This is a street fight. I'm going to grab your ass and choke you out. Because I'm fat for one. I can't really box them around. I got 30 seconds in me, and I'm going to have to use these 30 seconds the most violent way possible. Grab you, put you on the back of a bumper, and lay my weight on you, and choke you, and get in my car and leave. And if it get over 35, 36, it's going to start turning red, and that blinker going to start coming on, and I'm going to have to get dog walked.
Energy level going to be.
Yeah, I'm about there. I have to. You got them crawling, like, oh, Jesus Christ, he started to beat my ass. Like, oh, this dude is tripping.
It's funny because he always talk about getting dog walked. Like,
yeah, that's my biggest fear.
If I don't knock him out in the first few seconds,
it's going to get bad.
I'm gonna have to do something else because I ain't trying to get dog walked.
Yeah, dog walk on both knees and both palms on the ground just getting beat up. They're like, oh, no, that is not happening, dog. I might have to turn it to the youngsters. Just shoot this motherfucker up, because I am not getting knocked out, dog. Because I've seen too many videos, cats getting knocked out and be put in different dimensions and like, and they just out there kicking me upside my damn head. Just
getting stomped out. Yeah. Kicked upside your head.
You know, wake up in UMC. What happened? Well, we put a videotape. It looked like you was farting. You did a good job for like the first 22 seconds. And then you went down one knee and then both knees. And then you have both palms on the ground. And then you was laying on your face, nigga. They was kicking you upside your head. Like, what? I'm like, yeah. You concussed. Yeah, we're going to keep you overnight for evaluation. I'm like, what?
Make sure you don't go back to sleep.
Yeah, did you feel them going in your pockets? No, I did not. And they took your wallet, your cell phone, and they took your car. The employees at Lucky's or Smith's, they called the 911 for you. I thought you was going to die. We put a little oxygen on you and gave you some smelling salts. And, you know, you came to a little bit, but you passed back out. So we're going to keep you overnight.
We hit you with a little bit of that adrenaline.
Yeah. Supposed to be here later to take a statement from you. Do you remember anything? No, I don't. Well, just tell them what you... No, tell them they robbed you. He was on your face in the parking lot.
Just tell them what you see on the video.
Yeah, so he's out there snoring heavily. Like, oh, my goodness, man. Yeah, I don't want to be that dude. I'm sorry. I'm shooting. I'll fight you for a little bit, but I feel like I'm getting knocked out. Yeah, I might have to shoot this motherfucker up like Rambo, man. You ain't finna do that to me.
Good God almighty. This bullshit. Man. So, the NFL draft is coming up this month. What is it, the 26th?
Something like that.
First round? I think it's on the 26th.
Yeah.
And,
we already know who the first pick is.
I think we can pretty much predict who the first two picks are going to be.
Yeah.
You know, Trevor Lawrence and then Zach Wilson from BYU. Now, where it starts to get dicey.
Yeah, I know. Our third pick.
Three through the rest of the doggone draft.
Right.
Now, in recent weeks, well, should I say, let's go back from the beginning. Previous weeks, the talking head, Mac Jones. And I kind of agree with him. Because Mac Jones is a pro-ready quarterback. You know, he comes from the mighty Alabama. Mm-hmm. They run a pro-ready system down there. So, you would think that, you know, he would be the most pro-ready quarterback.
Yeah.
Because he played in that type of system.
Right.
But the more you think about it, and you think about the type of system that the 49ers want to run, they have the third pick. You think about the type of system that they want to run. They want to run a shotgun type system. They want to do, you know, run and gun, spread. You know, they want to do all that kind of fancy stuff with play action. They want to do a lot of play action.
Yeah, a lot of play
action. You know, and they have to have the quarterback to do that.
Mac Jones
ain't doing that.
No, he's not.
He's not that type of quarterback.
Not athletic at all.
Enter Justin Fields into the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, Justin Fields, he was in that type of system at Ohio State, so he's primed and ready for that.
Right.
You know, that system fits him perfectly.
Right.
So, I've changed my mind over the past few weeks, and I've gone with Justin Fields, especially after seeing his second pro day.
Uh-huh.
Didn't get to see his first pro day, but I saw his second pro day. His second pro day, he was diamond it.
Yeah, he was killing.
I mean, diamond it.
Throwing bombs, too. Woo.
On the run.
Yeah.
On the run. Going to one side. Throwing it back the opposite side of the field, looking like Pat Mahomes, pretty much.
Some crazy shit, yeah.
Just out there throwing dimes on the run.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm gonna tell you what I think they should do, what they're probably gonna do. So I think they should pick Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think they should do. What they're probably gonna do is pick Mac Jones. What they probably should do is pick Trey Lance.
That's who they talking about now. That's his pro day.
That's who they probably should pick. So we're going to see. You know, the 49ers pretty much, they hold the cards for the rest of the draft in their hands.
Right.
But this is the order that I think is going to go. And I think it's going to go Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields. Number 4 is Atlanta. I think Atlanta might trade out of that spot. unless they want to take
quarterback
Trey Lance or Justin Fields. If you know Justin Fields doesn't get picked third, you know they might stay. They might draft the quarterback, or they might trade out of the pick. If they trade out of the pick, depends on who comes up to get, you know, that fourth round pick, or that fourth round, that number four pick. You know, we'll see what happens. Who's at number five? Is it the Dolphins? Can you pull that up on your phone, the draft order? I think it's the Dolphins at five, I believe.
Damn.
Or no, not the Dolphins. The Bengals. This is where I think the Bengals should go with this pick at number five.
I'm finna object whatever you finna say. I got somebody in my head. Go ahead.
I think they should go Ja'Marr Chase.
Why?
Latham back up with freaking whatchamacallit?
Jesus Christ, no.
Why not? Why not pick Ja'Marr Chase at number five?
What happened to Burrow last year?
Who?
What's the quarterback name? Burrow?
Burrow, yeah, Burrow.
What happened to him last year?
So they do need a tackle.
Jesus Christ, but they need a tackle.
So they're predicting that they picked that Sealer Taylor, whatever his name is.
From Oregon.
That cat from Oregon.
Yeah.
Big boy. They're predicting that they pick him.
Right.
In my opinion, I think they should go receiver. Simply because they did lose AJ Green to the Cardinals this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
So why not reunite Joe Burrow with a receiver that he played with in the national championship?
Right.
Perfect fit. They know each other. You know, they played with each other before for a couple years, so they know each other. Why not pick him up at number five? That's who I think the Bengals should get. You think they should get the tackle?
Yeah, they got to protect him. Yeah,
I think they can get a tackle later in the draft, though. Honestly,
not an elite tackle.
I mean, it's not. I think this draft is loaded with some pretty decent tackles.
He might be
the best of the best.
Yeah, I think they need to start with him, dog.
But I think they should go receiver.
Yeah, Bengals is five, Dolphins is six, Detroit seven, Panthers eight. I know Panthers, they trying to trade out that spot. Denver Broncos are nine, and Cowboys are 10.
We're 10. At 10, I think we should, I've been telling you forever, I think we should pick Patrick Surtain Jr. We need...
Doug, you see his dad say he want him to go there?
Yeah. Yeah, we need some defensive help. He would be a great asset to our young secondary, because we lost a lot of pieces this offseason. We lost freaking Chido Awuzie. We lost freaking...
I still can't believe y'all let that nigga go.
Yeah. They weren't going to pay him. Even though he wasn't asking for a lot of money. Like, I would have got rid of Anthony Brown before I got rid of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's just me, though. I would have let Anthony Brown walk and kept Chido. Like, he's only going into his fifth year, and you've already given up on him? Like, he was your first round pick 4 years ago. And just like that, you're just going to say, hey, man, go ahead and walk.
Yeah.
You know, we'll replace you. Okay. You do what you want to do.
Well, I mean, got two first round picks.
But yeah, so I think that they should go Ja'Marr Chase with that fifth pick. The Dolphins, they would do well by drafting Kyle Pitts, the tight end for Florida.
Yeah, safety blanket for Tua.
Yeah, because Tua needs a check down.
Yeah.
And, his offensive line is going to suck once again. So, he needs somebody to check the ball down to that can get to moving. Now, who's at number six?
Dolphins, you mean number
seven? Or number seven,
Detroit.
The Lions. You said they're trying to trade out of that pick?
No, Panthers are trying
Panthers
to trade,
trying to trade
yeah.
up. Lions, they need every damn thing.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't really even matter.
They need everything. I mean, they just traded for the quarterback.
Right. So he'll be there one or two years.
Right there.
I don't know.
They could use a running back.
There ain't no running backs in the top. Is there any running backs in the top?
Etienne from Clemson.
But you know they don't really value running backs no more.
That's true.
Man, like you can get that. Like, you can get them in the second round, third round.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. What year was that when they stopped just valuing running backs? I think it was about 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I think when Zeke and Saquon came out.
Yeah, that's when they actually start drafting in the first round again. Yeah. But then, what about King Henry? When did he get drafted? He was in the first round,
too. I think he was first round, too, yeah.
Yeah, but it's rare. You rarely see one or two. Not like how it used to be.
Nah, it used to be running backs.
Gotta
get a running back. Gotta get a running back. But that's when everybody was, trying to run the ball.
Yeah, now it's passing league.
Yeah. Hell, they're trying to phase out the fullback position.
Yeah, that shit. How many teams actually got a fullback? Like three?
Not that many.
I think us.
We have one.
Vikings. Y'all have one?
Yeah, never really used them.
Yeah.
But we have.
Not that many.
So, we're going to see about that. We got that eighth pick.
Yeah. Carolina.
Who is their quarterback now?
Sam Darnold.
That's right. Oh, that's terrible.
I still think he got skill. He's just on a bad team. Jets is horrible, though. Jets always been horrible.
Yeah, that's just a bad organization.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can change with Robert Sula. Sala. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully they can change with him there.
Yeah, he's going to be
after you. Isn't me or do he look like a Muppet?
He does. He has no facial hair. He's bald. He has nothing on his face. Yeah, he looks like,
he looks just like a Muppet.
Yeah, he does like a Muppet. And he animated as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It got them a good defensive head. They always just, Adam Gase, I don't know how he still gets jobs, but he was offense. Then before that was Todd Bowles, right?
Todd Bowles, yeah.
Defense, offense. Now they went back to defense.
Defense, yeah.
That nigga, he plucking so many people from our organization.
Dude, he took dang near half of y'all coaching staff.
Yeah, especially on defense, dog. Like, he took everything.
Like, I'll take you.
And
you,
I guarantee, watch what's going to happen. I guarantee you, Richard Sherman going to sign there.
You think so?
Yeah, in the summertime, because he ain't got picked up yet. He going to be like, we'll give you about $2 million. Come on here and teach these boys. Because I guarantee Richard Sherman is probably going to be a coach. In the future,
he's smart.
Yeah, he's super smart. He went to Stanford, Mister. I hate John Harbaugh. I think hate Harbaugh. And that was his college coach.
Interesting. Where are the Patriots drafting at this year? What are they? 15.
Yeah.
You think there may be a scenario where they trade up? Because Bill Belichick don't do a lot of trading up. He's usually trading down.
Trying to get out of the picks, first round. He get valuable picks.
So you think there might be a scenario where he actually trades up?
Yeah.
If he doesn't get Jimmy G?
Yeah, they say he like Trey
Lance.
Yeah, they say he like Trey Lance.
And I think he might actually have a chance of falling to them. Because
because everybody else has
quarterbacks. Everybody else has a quarterback, right? That they're set with Broncos.
No, they still
got Drew Lock, but yeah. I don't think they really had too much faith in Drew Lock.
But they said that I heard what's gonna say was Chris Sims. Chris Sims, he said if he drafts a quarterback, this will be his last year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you already gave up on a person that you already drafted, and they're like, yeah, if y'all lose, y'all done. And in that division, y'all ain't gonna win the division. It's the Chiefs, the Raiders, all above you, and the Chargers above you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so
true.
Stick to the dude that you got. So. Yeah, I can't see the Giants are not going to stick with old boy. The Eagles got their quarterback of the future right now. Well, they got old boy.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts. Chargers got their quarterback. Minnesota got their quarterback. They can't move. Yeah, I think old boy to fall to him.
So he might, and that'll be a good pick. Cam is there for another year.
Yeah, he's going to sit
behind Cam for a season. Mm-hmm. Then take over the following year. Only way I can see them not drafting Trey Lance is if somehow they get Jimmy G for you guys.
I think Jimmy G is going to be there next year. Ain't going to be in for the honest. Then after this year, he's going to be out.
Because y'all got to take a quarterback. Like, y'all have to.
Yeah, he just have to.
Jimmy G is not it.
No, he can't do
he's
it.
He's not it. So y'all have to take a quarterback.
It was our defense. The year we went to Super Bowl, it was our defense. And our running game.
Yeah.
And those, Deebo Samuel dropping it to him. And he'll take it for 22, 30 yards. Then we running the ball. Because when he monster, they need to make him the start. Like, stop with this three running backs. No, let him
let
run.
Because
that motherfucker right there, when he gets going, he gets going, dog.
He nasty. Nasty.
I never seen like what we did to the Packers in the Super in the playoff game. Oh my God, dog.
I mean, y'all were just running the ball down their damn throat.
It was 189 yards before he was touched, dog. That dude was out there.
That's crazy.
That defense was like, Jesus
Christ. it was like the Packers, Swiss cheese.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Shredded cheese, Swiss cheese, however you want to put it. It was cheese.
Holes all in that defense.
Jesus Christ. Because that's what they said when they drafted that quarterback last year. Oh, they said that the Patriots like him too.
Who?
The quarterback that they drafted. Love, that sat behind Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
They said the Patriots kind of got an eye on him. Because actually they said it was a, what's going on? Someone got leaked. They said if we can trade for him, we'll take him. So what school did he come from, Love?
He was Utah. No.
Utah?
No.
I thought it was Penn State. I don't know why. I think it was Penn State. Jordan Love.
Was it Utah? I think it was Utah.
It's Jordan Love, right?
Yeah, Jordan Love. I want to say Utah or BYU.
Utah State.
Okay. I knew it was one of them.
Oh, he was young, too. He just turned 22.
Yeah. He's a young cat.
6'4".
Shoot. So it's Trey Lance. What is Trey Lance? He just turned 20?
Seriously?
I think he just turned 20. Wow. Fact check me. I think he just turned 20, though.
He turns 21 on May 9th. Lord, Hammer. He was born in May... 2000.
Jesus.
6'4", 227 pounds.
He's a big boy. I was looking at some of his highlights. He not scared to lower the shoulder on anybody.
Gotta stop that right now. Somebody talk to him. Stop that right now. You can do that shit in high school and college, but you cannot do that in the NFL. Don't be have to look like Chad Johnson.
And especially the level that he was playing at, you know, FCS. He wasn't even playing FBS. He's playing FCS.
He's playing bullshit. He's playing that World College Game Day, nigga. Them teams that you just throwing in, the MIVVC, like, nigga, you know, you finna blow them up by 80, nigga.
So he better, somebody better
talk to him.
Teach him how to slide now.
Cause I ain't gonna never forget. Chad Johnson tried to throw that blind. He that tried to throw a blindside block and Ray lost. Viciously, dog. Trying to say, what happened? I tried to throw a block on Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis didn't even see him, dog. That's crazy, dog. Like, he didn't even see him. And he ran through that boy like he wasn't shit. I mean, Ray Lewis was trying to get a tackle. And he ran through Chad Johnson like he wasn't shit. He ran through him like he was the fucking two-ply toilet paper, dog.
Two-ply.
Yeah, or one-ply. Zero-ply. Yeah, you're right. I was like, he was like, what happened? I tried to throw a blindside block on Ray. And he was gasping for air. He went down the bone. I was like, oh my God. And hey, I showed that shit to Christine. You know what she said? Is that legal? You know, she just now learned the football last year, right? Is that legal? Why did he do that to him? I just laughed. I was like,
he didn't do nothing.
Yeah, he didn't do shit. He was just pursuing. He was trying to make the tackle. And Charlie Justin got in the fucking way.
The predator became the prey real
Jesus
quick.
Christ, that just showed you a different type of man right there,
man.
Oh,
goodness.
He didn't even try. I mean, he didn't even see him. Didn't see him. Lord have mercy. I love football, dog.
Not at all.
I love football. Not especially at all. That shit.
So the thing that I'm worried about in this doggone draft,
what's that?
Is we got the Giants in our division, we got the Eagles in our division, we got the football team in our division. All three of those teams are in desperate need of wide receivers, especially the Giants, because their receivers can't stay healthy. I'm real nervous that two out of those three can take them two boys from freaking Alabama. Waddle and freaking the cat that won the Heisman.
Might possibility?
That makes me nervous.
Possibility?
That makes me very nervous.
Possibility?
Because they're picking in the area where they can actually get those two cats.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes me nervous that my team might be going up against them for the next, 5 years at least.
Yeah, at least.
You know, that makes me a little bit uneasy. Well, but we'll see though. You know, we got the firepower to hang with them, because you know we got the three headed monster in receivers. We got the two headed monster in the backfield with Zeke and Pollard. We really could use a tight end. I mean, I don't think Pitts? Dalton Schultz can.
I ain't need a Pitts.
He'll be gone before he gets. He's not lasting till 10.
You sure?
Nah. He'll be gone before 10. We need defensive help. We don't need anything on offense. We do need an offensive line. We do need that.
Y'all don't?
Yes, we do.
Who y'all lose?
We lost our center. They didn't re-sign him. Joe Looney. They didn't re-sign him. We need at least
one. Y'all got a lot of money still in the offensive line, though.
Yeah, we need at least one good backup swing tackle. Yeah. That can play both, because you know, no. Yeah, for the past couple seasons, these both of them cats been out.
Yeah, but I think y'all can't afford that. Y'all got so much money tied up in that.
Well, we don't need it in the first round. We just need, you know, get a decent player in a later round that can, you know, be a backup. You know, we need that.
You just said it. Devontae Smith trade down Tyson options for the Giants at number 11.
See? That scares me.
It's still the Giants, though.
And it's still Daniel Jones. the cat that can't even run without letting the turf tackle him.
Yeah, for real. Thank God he didn't fumble.
He fumbled, I would have died even worse.
Yeah, I'd been like, oh, damn, you another Mark Sanchez in New York, huh? The butt fumble.
Hey, I saw how that butt fumble was caused.
You finally watched it?
Dog, I didn't know Vince Wilford pushed that man back like that.
Violently, nigga.
Like, he literally pushed him into the backfield.
Yeah, like, who's that dude that got pushed back?
I don't even know, but all I know is he ended up with Mark Sanchez's face in his ass cheeks.
Mark Sanchez. Pete Carroll told you to stay in school, didn't he? He told you.
He told him.
You're not ready.
And he didn't listen. Ready.
And now you got on the GQ. You thought you was just the best.
Yeah. That's what he did.
Jets, you won shit. Backup.
Now he's
retired, right?
Retired now, and he's
coaching. ESPN? I thought he was running
ESPN. Yeah. I don't know.
He looked weird too now, because he's bald, and I think he lost his hair.
Wait, he's gone?
Yeah, I think his hair
gone. Oh, damn.
You know, your young brothers lose their hair.
The only one that had a hair comeback was Brian.
Oh, He put his MAGA hat on and he was strong.
Oh, follicles got the coming back.
Like, come on, man. You retired and threw some fake shit on top of your head,
you,
bro.
You put some Bosley in your head?
Nah, it wasn't a Bosley. He put a whole hat on, bro. He put a fake. Come on,
man. Brian sitting up there with a man weave on.
Yeah, they opened that door for the Hall of Fame. I'm like, what is this?
Who was that? Erlacher. Look at that, ain't Erlacher. Y'all lying. Erlacher's bald. Yeah. He's got a head full of hair.
That was a signature look for him. Cats just get. Oh my God. Like, come on, bro. You've been bald your whole career.
Now, whole career.
You want to throw a goddamn a small guile fade on your head, nigga? Come on, bro. Stop that shit.
Goodness. Speaking of guile. Whatchamacallum retired today, yesterday. Well, it's yesterday now. Alex Smith.
Yeah, he needed to.
I'm glad. I am so glad he did. Because like you said, that leg looked terrible.
Yeah. That, like, we had to do all that to get back to be a backup. And then the first sack you get is Aaron Donald jumping on your back. Aaron Donald, yeah, that leg's strong. Yeah, it's strong, dog. Because, it should have snapped.
Yeah.
The way it looked.
All that weight, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, I seen him when he celebrated when they passed the physical. And he was in his driveway at the house. And he just, like, limping. And he had that cat. Oh, my God. Got that leg.
Full black sock on his leg.
Yeah, dude. No, walk away, Aaron. Yeah. God, you made enough money. You made it for the 49ers, the Chiefs, and the Redskins. Everybody can get your extension. Walk away, bro.
Please. Save your life.
Yeah.
Save your leg.
Your kids, man.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus. Exactly. And you see him, you know, in the little, because he made a little video little retirement video. Mm-hmm. And you see in the video, he's running in the backyard with his kids, talking about the kids have no idea what's coming. And he limping. Like, he running and limping. I'm like, yeah, I'm glad you left, bro. I'm glad you left.
Yeah,
16 years. You know, you weren't a highly recruited cat coming out of high school. Hell, you wasn't even supposed to be the first round pick.
Right.
But you were the number one overall pick. And you lasted 16 seasons. So,
yeah,
you know, kudos to that cat. Congratulations on retirement. Hopefully you sit back and enjoy yourself. You know, just kick back with your family, man. Enjoy your family time and kick that leg up. Give it some rest. Don't be out there trying to overdo yourself. Playing with your kids. Might mess around and snap that mug again.
Shit, he the reason Aaron Rodgers so goddamn good.
Yeah.
Chip on the shoulder type shit.
Somebody said today Aaron Rodgers got a bag of Doritos on his shoulder. He ain't got just a chip. He got the whole bag on his shoulder.
Hey, dude.
He play like it too.
Yeah, he do.
He plays like it.
You remember that catch against your team? The tight end? I caught it again. Sidewalk. Mmm. That motherfucker right there, dog.
He a bad man. He a bad man.
Yeah, that motherfucker right there, dog.
I hate him.
If he had, like, just imagine if he had, like, a Randy Moss or something. Jesus Christ, we have issues in the AFC, dog.
I mean, he already doing the most with the least.
He, like, seriously, he doing the most with the least, yeah, dog. Imagine if he had, like, a real, like, a strong number one. What's that motherfucker from the Chiefs? The little quick motherfucker? Tariq Hill?
Tariq Hill, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
If he had something like him.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be pretty stupid.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, because he won MVP this season, right? Did he win MVP? He won MVP this offseason.
Did he?
I think he did. I believe he won MVP. So you're winning MVP with pretty much nothing in your cupboard, but some run-of-the-mill receivers, you know, and yeah, running game was kind of decent. It was kind of decent, but, you know, his receivers weren't that good. Well, take that back, because Devontae Adams, he is nice.
Yeah, he is nice.
He is nice. Yeah. So I'm not gonna discount Devontae Adams.
Well, he ain't
but
Megatron.
That's the only target that he got.
And what's the dude that's still in the league right now? He just re-signed back. Was it Mercedes Lewis?
Oh, he there still?
Yeah, he's still there. I think it's like
Mercedes Lewis, like 80 years old.
Yeah, exactly. So these are the weapons he got.
Damn. We shall see how this season shakes out. She'll see how this draft shakes out.
Yeah, he just signed back. 36 years old.
Damn. What, he been like 14 years now?
Shit, somewhere around. He got drafted in 2016. 2006.
I was about to say 2016.
Yeah, no, that's 2 years ago. Yeah. 4 years ago.
But yeah, we.
Damn, he played from Jacksonville from 2006 to 2017 and then joined the Packers in 2018.
He was in Jacksonville that long?
Yeah, that's damn crazy.
I thought he had went somewhere else in between there.
I guess not.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, one Pro Bowl, 2010.
Okay.
All he has 403 receptions, 37 touchdowns. Okay.
All right. Well, like I said, we're gonna see how this season shakes up. Hopefully, it's a good one.
I think it'd be better than last year.
Yeah.
They have an actual crowd, and, you know.
Have some fans cheering.
Let's COVID just say, what, guys?
Let me come back from round four.
Hey, guys.
What did that one meme say? Round two.
Yeah, 2021.
Round two.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But this is going to be round four. Anyway. Hope you guys enjoyed the comeback show. Maybe we'll be doing more of these.
Hopefully.
You know, hopefully we get time to do some more. So y'all stay tuned. Subscribe to the channel. Follow the Instagram page. And we out.
Peace.